Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Character Limit, How Elon Musk Destroyed Twitter, author Kate Conger provides an incisive look into one of the most controversial corporate takeovers in social media history. Through meticulous research and comprehensive interviews, this book delves into Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, setting the stage for a dramatic transformation of the platform. Conger offers readers a front-row seat to the chaos, innovation, and turmoil that ensued, painting a vivid picture of the struggles between Musk's vision for the future of digital communication and the stark realities of implementing such sweeping changes. As one of the leading journalists covering technology and its intersection with society, Conger's insights into Musk's tumultuous reign at Twitter are both critical and enlightening, offering a unique perspective on the complexities of leadership, technology, and freedom of speech in the digital age. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the acquisition saga. The acquisition of Twitter by Elon Musk was a saga filled with unexpected twists, public speculations, and a myriad of financial negotiations. Kate Conger meticulously chronicles how Musk, initially one of Twitter's most influential users, transitioned into its owner, setting the stage for transformative changes. This topic explores the behind-the-scenes maneuvering, from Musk's initial public declarations of interest in acquiring Twitter to the finalization of the deal. It dives into the boardroom battles, the shareholder reactions, and the global media frenzy that surrounded the acquisition. Importantly, it sheds light on Musk's motivations behind the purchase, including his stated desire to ensure freedom of speech on the platform, and how these ideals clashed with the operational realities and responsibilities of running a social media giant. Secondly, leadership and management challenges. Under Elon Musk's leadership, Twitter faced unprecedented management challenges, fundamentally altering the company's culture and operational dynamics. This section delves into how Musk's approach to leadership, characterized by risk-taking, a disdain for traditional management structures, and a high-stakes style of decision-making, impacted the company. From mass layoffs to restructuring the platform's policy enforcement teams, Conger explores the immediate and long-term effects of Musk's tactics. The discussion includes an analysis of how these changes affected employee morale, user experience, and the brand's reputation. Furthermore, it considers the dilemma of innovating and pushing boundaries while maintaining the operational stability and trust of millions of global users. Thirdly, the impact on free speech and content moderation. One of Elon Musk's most passionately stated goals in acquiring Twitter was to transform it into a bastion of free speech. Kate Conger examines the complexities and controversies surrounding Musk's efforts to redefine content moderation on the platform. This topic explores the delicate balance between fostering an environment for free expression and the platform's responsibility to curb hate speech, misinformation, and harmful content. It highlights specific incidents and decisions that exemplified the challenges faced, including changes to Twitter's content moderation policies, the reinstatement of previously banned accounts, and the public and governmental scrutiny that followed. The discussion extends to the broader implications for social media's role in public discourse, democracy, and the spread of information. Fourthly, technological innovations and failures. With Elon Musk at the helm, Twitter embarked on ambitious technological innovations aimed at redefining the platform's capabilities and user experience. This section scrutinizes both the successful and failed technological initiatives undertaken during Musk's tenure. From attempts to enhance user engagement through new features and algorithms, to the challenges of maintaining platform integrity and security, Conger provides an insightful analysis of Musk's vision for Twitter as a cutting-edge tech company. The discussion also covers the technical hurdles, resource constraints, and the backlash from the tech community and users, offering a nuanced view of the difficulties in innovating at scale while managing a social media platform. Lastly, the cultural and social dynamics. Elon Musk's leadership of Twitter significantly influenced the cultural and social dynamics of the platform. This topic examines the shifts in user behavior, community engagement, and the global conversation that resulted from Musk's policies and vision. Conger explores the polarizing effect of Musk's tenure, highlighting how Twitter's role as a public square was both challenged and redefined. It delves into the reactions from celebrities, politicians, activists, and everyday users, reflecting on the wider social implications of Musk's approach to running Twitter. Additionally, it discusses the emergence of new voices and perspectives on the platform, as well as the departure of others who felt alienated by the changes, painting a complex picture of Twitter's evolving social landscape. In conclusion, Kate Conger's Character Limit: How Elon Musk Destroyed Twitter is a must-read for anyone interested in the intersections of technology, society, and free speech. Through a detailed examination of Elon Musk's tumultuous tenure at Twitter, the book offers valuable insights into the challenges of leading a major social media platform in today's volatile digital age. It is particularly recommended for tech enthusiasts, social media professionals, and students of media and communication. The narrative not only dissects the intricacies of corporate takeovers and leadership dynamics, but also delves into the broader implications of these changes on public discourse and democracy. Reading this book can enrich one's understanding of the delicate balance between innovation, freedom of expression, and the ethical responsibilities of tech companies, making it a timely and essential contribution to current discussions on the future of digital communication and its impact on society. If you would like to support Kate Conger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.